You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have a vivid week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, Venus goes into Pisces, enunciating the need for a storybook moment in our relationships. There's a cluster of Mercury transits that might lead to limited thinking one moment, then impulsivity the next. And Venus will be very active over these next 7 days, causing us to focus on our values, self-esteem, love, and finances. Because of the tones we have throughout this week, mental vibes will be present with us throughout these next 7 days. So it's basically intersecting everything that's on the graph throughout the days. One of the energies it's intersecting from the 11th all the way up until about the 13th is solitude energy. So through this period, we may want some space to have our thoughts to ourselves, to ground our energy, to just really recharge our batteries, and also come up with different concepts and game plans for ourselves to better our lives and improve our circumstances. By the time we get to the 14th, good luck energy will intersect these cerebral tones. So this could be a period where we're looking at what options we should be taking and what opportunities are out there. That way we can change what's going on in terms of our luck overall. Then from the 15th all the way up until the 17th, psychic vibes will be the highest on the graph and intersecting that mental energy. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we may feel more in touch with our extrasensory abilities, leading to better precognition, having moments where our gut is spot on, just having great hunches when it comes down to the things that we should be considering, paying attention to, or developing some sort of game plan for. Also, it may be a good time to ground ourselves because we will feel more open to energy. And even though some of this intuition is great, we also want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves from lower energies or anything that may not be good for us energetically. So yeah, vivid week for sure with a lot of Piscean tones. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Opening up the week, we have some carryover energy from Sunday, with Mercury making a sextile with Pluto. So we're still feeling this energy even though it happened the day before, and is one of the reasons at the beginning of this week we're having this high amount of mental energy. So with something like this, we may be feeling more focused than we typically do. We're able to absorb information easier, and we feel like we have the mental bandwidth to conquer tasks that are complex, and overall, coming up with innovative ways to transform complicated circumstances. The coolest thing about this is it helps us go beyond the superficial. It helps us concentrate more so we're not just skimming the details and we're taking an in-depth look into something that we need to resolve. So this is helpful in noticing subtleties that maybe we overlooked on something, or just being able to perform in-depth mental work without being distracted as much. And even though we've got that solitude on the graph and this energy in itself does call for focusing on ourselves, it's excellent for having profound conversations with people and being able to maintain focus when interacting with others. On that same day, Venus enters Pisces. As we leave the detached vibes of Venus and Aquarius, we now head for an approach that's otherworldly. And the cool thing is, Venus enjoys being here in this placement. This is because of essential dignities in astrology, which is a system that helps us understand how certain planets interact with certain signs. Sometimes you'll have a pairing that works magically, and then there are other times where we have pairings that just have, they happen to run into snags. But this is not the case with this energy. Venus and Pisces go together like tacos and beer. And one of the reasons for this is Neptune is the higher octave of Venus, meaning it's a loftier expression of this planet. So when they're combined together, they just really enhance each other's qualities. And this is why the planet of love is exalted in the tethered fish. So when we get a combination like this, it's going to rev up the need for dreamy romance, spiritual love, ethereal experiences and unions, and the need to get swept away in our romantic situations. With the being swept away part, the cool thing about this combination is it allows us to relinquish control when it comes down to our relationships. So we learn how to surrender in our love life a little bit and let go of the need to control everything, micromanage everything, or be too closed off overall to love. Now, I do want to stress that this is a neutral expression. It's a useful expression and it's a healthy expression, obviously, if done in the higher form, but of course this can go negatively. But I will get to the lower expression of this later on. But there are points where we need to surrender to something deeper within our relationships, of course, healthily. So this could be a time of letting our guard down and being open to connection. An energy like this is incredibly romantic and it opens us up to wanting something more storybookish when it comes down to our love lives. So it might be a time to create a fairy tale experience when it comes down to your romantic scenarios. Also, this revs up the need for spiritual connection as well. So depending on how this is aspecting your chart, it may be a time where there are more opportunities to meet people that you have a soul connection with, which will also make it easier to feel as though you can be more open. The constructive expression of this energy is healthy vulnerability. So if you want to learn the art of that, this may be a time to teach yourself that if it isn't something you've been particularly open to. Another great thing about this energy is it's incredibly creative and can enhance that need to get in touch with our artistic side. So energy like this can give us a blast of inspiration, especially if we've been in a slump. A lot of the times for creative types, you get into these blocks. It could be artistic block, writer's block. When it comes down to creating music, there might be some sort of block there with that. And so something like this is excellent for giving us that extra boost we need to get back into a flow state and feel inspired and just create something magical. But if it isn't creating things yourself, it may be a time where you're wanting to engage in activities that are very Piscean in nature. And so it could be something like live music, attending concerts, of course, maybe going to an open mic night, poetry night, or heading out to something like a paint and sip. So we can find ourselves losing ourselves in those types of activities. Since Venus has to do with how we adorn ourselves and spend money, we can have a stronger urge than typical to splurge on high vibe items. So the urge to buy crystals and other mystical things might be more pronounced in energy like this. It could be a time of seeking out energy healing or spending money on esoteric books. When it comes to clothes and hair, we might be picking out things that are somewhat ethereal looking. Even if that isn't generally our aesthetic, that urge to buy that type of stuff may be more stronger than typical. Regarding how we earn money, this is not the most action-oriented energy when it comes down to that. It's not to say that we won't be ambitious, but we might be more within our receptive energy when it comes down to the way we gain funds. Coming back to spending, this is more of a neutral expression with this energy. We won't be particularly tight with our wallets when it comes down to Piscean energy, Venus and Pisces energy overall. So this is one of those vibes where the urge to splurge may be higher than usual. And if you've been really tight in terms of just not wanting to spend money, this may be a good excuse to buy yourself a little something. However, we do need to check ourselves with this energy because sometimes that can get out of hand. One example of that is opening up a tab if you go to the bar and forgetting that you have a tab and, you know, treating it as it's an open bar where it's unlimited drinks. And then when it's time to cash out, you realize you spent a fuck ton of money. So there's definitely something to be mindful of in this energy. And that leads me to the lower expression because there's always a lower vibration anytime a planet enters a sign. And even though Venus is exalted in Pisces, this is no different. Pisces has no limits and boundaries and doesn't know where it ends and begins. And combined with Venus, this may enunciate the urge to meld with a partner and not be able to individuate properly. So you want to make sure you're not losing yourself in a relationship. It was like I was saying earlier, we have this tendency to get swept away in this energy within our relationships, which every now and then that's fine as long as it's done healthily. However, on the lower expression, we can really lose ourselves within this. Especially with the nature of this energy, we need to be aware of not getting too starry-eyed about people and ignoring red flags just because we want the person to be the idealistic image that we created in our heads. So that's something else to be really aware of in this. Also, people tend to present themselves as something that they're not in order to win your favor. Those types of scenarios can be really inflated in energy like this, so that's another thing we want to be aware of, especially because we have a Pisces stellium going on that can further kick that kind of behavior up a notch. Another thing we need to be aware of is avoidance in this energy. And so that can come in the form of escapism, where we're doing other things so that we don't have to look at our problems, and leaning into some really unhealthy habits. Other than that, this is a very lovely Venus to have transit-wise. Let's soak this up. On the 12th, Mercury is going to make a semi-square with Uranus, and this may create unpredictable interactions when it comes down to our communication with others. With a vibe like this, we may feel like speaking freely and bringing up eccentric topics or saying something for shock value, but due to the unpredictable nature of this energy, it could backfire to behave that way. There's nothing wrong with speaking freely. There's nothing wrong with being eccentric. I mean, saying things for shock value, depending on how you do it, can sometimes be okay, I guess. But this is one of those energies where it can end up being taken the wrong way or lead to bickering, lead to arguments. So this is the type of energy where others will just take us the wrong way completely if we're saying things that are a little out of sorts. Also, this is the type of energy where communication suddenly just drops off. In other words, you might be just texting with someone and all of a sudden they just completely drop off from communication and leave you on read. So interactions may abruptly end for no reason. Not to say that this person won't come back and communicate depending on the circumstances and the relationship, but this has a sudden drop-off sort of energy to it when it comes down to talking to people. Also, speaking of talking to people, Mercury and Uranus in any aspect can be surprise communication, and with this being a hard alignment, sometimes it's communication with someone you didn't expect to hear from, and those interactions can come from anywhere from someone either commenting on a post that you normally don't hear from, or just out the blue texting or DMing you. So it's a very weird alignment and really uncomfortable sometimes for that reason. From the 13th to the 14th, we've got some Venus transits occurring, and they're not the most comfortable. They're mostly complex. Venus is going to make a semi-sextile with Pluto on the 13th, which may rev up unwarranted suspicion in romantic scenarios. In other words, this is one of those Pluto situations where we may feel more watchful than need be. It's the type of energy that could have us piecing things together that aren't necessarily true in a relationship and end up turning something very trivial into something bigger than what it really is. And of course, this can manifest as misinterpreting insignificant behavior and then being accusatory to a partner or someone that you're dating, especially when it comes down to Venusian things. And that could be money. That could be, of course, our romantic relationships. So with something like this, it's best to take a step back and ground yourself and look at the facts versus what you're feeling or seeing and stuff. Of course, if you're in an unconstructive union, this may be something where you are stumbling upon the truth about something. But for the most part, this generally revs up suspicion when it comes down to things during perfectly innocent situations. On top of that, we've got that Chiron stuff coming up the next day, and we'll be feeling that Venus-Pluto situation with the Chiron stuff. And the Chiron situation tends to make us go in our heads when it comes down to things that happened in the past. So it might be a day where we find ourselves dwelling on things that happened in the past that was disappointing when it comes down to our romantic scenarios that we absolutely need to work on and heal and get out of that headspace. So it might be a day of unpleasant memories popping up when it comes down to our romantic scenarios. A transit like this gives us the nudge needed to start the process of moving forward and healing the parts of us that have felt disappointed in love. So that way, we can open ourselves up one day to high-value people that will appreciate us. Continuing with the 14th, we've got a Mercury transit going on that's also very problematic, which may further rev up the Pluto stuff with Venus and the Chiron stuff with Venus. As a matter of fact, from the 14th all the way to the 16th, we have complicated Mercury transits. And that first one being Mercury making a semi-square with Mars, which may result in speaking too directly. So Friday may bring about a day where we're suddenly running our mouth. We're suddenly coming off crude, bossy, or just speaking to others with no tact. So a vibe like this can rev up situations where we're confrontational or we're dealing with confrontational people. We might feel more irritable than normal with energy like this, so it's easy to be touchy and just take something the wrong way. So something to be aware of. It's going to be a day where we'll need to check ourselves. And also, because this is high octane energy, we might feel over-energized mentally and feel like our minds are running a mile a minute or find ourselves speaking super fast. But 48 hours later, contrasting that energy, Mercury is going to make a semi-sextile with Saturn, and that may cause us to close off just a little bit. A vibe like this produces standoffish behavior from others. So communication-wise, there may be a little bit of shutdown. There may be a lot of one-word text messages going on. This also revs up negative self-talk and also causes us to be a little bit more restrictive in our thinking and the way we perceive the world. So we're going from that Mercury-Mars situation, which is more impulsive, to an energy that's very closed off by the time we get to Saturday. That Mercury-Mars transit was Thursday. I'm sorry, I said Friday. And then once we get to that Saturday transit with Saturn, we could really feel more restrictive. But luckily, Sunday opens us up to a Sun-Neptune conjunction, which could bring a more upbeat tone to the air, and we'll be needing it, especially with the way the week went. This is why we were seeing all of that psychic energy on the graph, because an energy like this is metaphysical in nature. So Sunday may be a day where we're feeling more extrasensory than typical. It may be a time of our psychic abilities feeling like they're on fire. So our gut instinct might be more spot on than typical. Our hunches may be pretty accurate, leading to feeling more confident in our abilities. Also, this revs up the urge for spirituality and gaining confidence through spiritual things. So it may be a time where we're wanting to connect to our higher self. We're wanting to do something that's metaphysical in nature, playing with tarot cards, buying crystals, meditation, and other forms of spiritual practice that really help us feel like we're connecting to our higher selves. Also, the urge to be creative will be higher than typical, allowing us to tap into the size of us that's able to make something magical when it comes down to art, music, poetry, writing, and other forms of creative expression. And the only thing I would say with this is just be aware of susceptibility with energy like this, because although this brings in a lot of positivity, there could be moments where we're a little more gullible than typical because we are dealing with Neptune stuff. So that's just something to be aware of with this. And so yeah, what a week. There are a lot of transits that are rough around the edges, but at least we're rounding out this next 7 days with some inspirational energy that can put us in an uplifting mood that is much needed after some of those other situations that we had going on with the planets. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.